This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we've got Larry Pratt coming up in about 8 minutes. Talk about the Republicans who want your guns because they're good conservatives. Of course, we're socialists because we're against gun control. Everything's upside down. We're about to go to Rob real quick in Wyoming, who's been fighting, giving him four forms of ID to cash checks, but the illegal aliens are allowed to do nothing. Go ahead and finish up, Rob.
Anyway, it's important to take a stand. The bank gave me a letter. I'm not bound by...
We don't have Rob.
Are you still there?
Hey, who knows?
Can you hear me?
Now I can, sure.
Oh, cool. Anyway, I was just going to quickly tell you that the bank relented. They gave me a letter saying, you know, what I've been arguing all along. I'm not a party to the bank. I don't have an account there. Beyond what's reasonable identification, I'm not going any further. Uniform Commercial Code requires that they pay the payee named on the check. It's that simple. Two quick things here. Getting back to Gary DeMott real quick from Boise, Idaho. I found out in the Idaho Observer 2001, mid before 9/11, that Gary DeMott actually forced the federal judge to remove the United States flag with the gold fringe hanging behind him, right, and put up the flag of the District of Columbia.
Because it was a violation of U.S. code.
Well, that's quite an achievement, I think. And I think
it is. Got to let you go. Thanks,
okay.
Rob. Great
Bye.
Points. Let's talk to Keith in Kentucky. Go ahead, Keith.
Hello. You see John Kerry talking about skull and bone NBC.
No, Keith, but you always say you're calling from Kentucky when you're calling from England. You know, if you tell us you're calling from England, we'll get you on earlier. What was John Kerry talking about skull and bones for on TV?
He was on Meet the Press, and he asked him about skull and bones.
Well, I do have a news article about that. What did Kerry say about skull and bones?
He said he was, like, teasing him about it, saying, what are the secret handshakes, what are the secrets, and John Kerry said, like, oh, there are many secrets, and it shall remain a secret. And I've got it on video.
There are many secrets, and it shall remain a secret. I would love to have that on video.
Yeah, I'll send it to you if you want.
Oh, I'm begging you. I'm begging you, not once, not twice, but 100 times. Do you have a clip of that?
Yeah.
Play it.
I
can put you on hold. You can cue it up.
Yeah, okay.
Because I recognize this guy. He's the guy that called in and had the clips of Arnold ready. We'll go, you're in a lot of trouble, boy, and do all that. Just tell me when you got it ready, okay? Keith in England or Kentucky or wherever you're calling from. Yeah, I got an article here in the stack about that yesterday. I never got to it, about Bonesman talks about the bones there at the Nazi death cult up in Yale, so up in Connecticut. The plutocrats up there. So we will see if he gets that clip, and we will play it. I guess he's queuing it up. We'll put him on hold and come back to him later. Now let's talk to Kevin in Mass. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I found Dr. Cornett fascinating, but my call was related to an earlier caller who had asked what had happened to the folks on the plane that it was supposedly crashed into the Pentagon, which we know for the photographs they weren't. And it triggered a memory of an article I read last week posted on Rents.com regarding Congressman Larry Patton McDonald, a relative of General Patton and a friend of Congressman Ron Paul. And it was stating that the missing flight KL-007 had been verified by the Japanese military radar, which had tracked it to a safe landing, and it was alleging that they believed Congressman McDonald alive and a prisoner of war.
So what they did is, for the U.S. government, they landed the plane, supposedly tortured him pretty bad, to find out what other members of Congress were aware of the New World Order. McDonald was the head of the John Birch Society, or he'd been the head of it. He was a Democrat. They were leading a movement to throw the globalists out. So they landed McDonald and tortured him to death there. And that's obviously what they did with September 11th, the folks were on those planes. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're already into the third and final hour of this 3rd of September 2003 edition. And we're going to have Larry Pratt on with us for about 35 minutes or so. Then I will get to Bin Laden family, U.S. exit approved. Bin Laden allowed 911 to leave. This is now admitted by the White House. Now, we told you this almost 2 years ago. Within a week of it happening, we talked about the Bin Ladens. Same thing in Afghanistan. Top Taliban al-Qaeda flown out to safety. Fox News, they say the CIA made a mistake. And, of course, they were accidentally paid in gold bars as well. Folks, I had Bev Harris on yesterday, and I have mainstream news articles out of the Plain Dealer in Cleveland, Ohio, where CIA officials are meeting with private defense contractors, you know, with the plans for the deals to force you to take touchscreen voting. I mean, we're in the middle of The Running Man or Brave New World or something. I mean, it's just totally insane. We've got Madonna and other trash selling our daughters on a destructive lifestyle to break up the family on the MTV Awards. They're about to ban vitamins in this country wholesale. They've done it in Europe. I'm talking vitamin C over the counter, folks. Banned. It's all off the charts. And listen, now more than ever, you got to support this show. You got to tell, and I want you to tell 10 people a day about this show via email, via phone calls, via letters, whether they listen on AM or FM or shortwave or internet. If you're listening to us in Rochester, New York, Pensacola, Florida, Austin, Texas, Denver, Colorado, Northern California, Albuquerque, New Mexico, you know, on all these dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM affiliates, you got to tell everybody about the show. There's no way they can miss it. Internet, shortwave, satellite, everybody's got a way to listen. And it is my goal. I mean, I lie in bed awake at night thinking of ways to reach more people, thinking of ways to articulate just how nuts things have gotten to you. Please tell everybody about the shows. And if you're wanting to break somebody's conditioning, if you're wanting to wake them up, if you're wanting to have an effect on them, a phony conservative, a phony liberal, part of this mainstream mindless enslavement, get 911, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, my new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, the book I've written, 911, Descent into Tyranny, or the new book we've published for Paul Joseph Watson, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. If you don't get the books and the films, nobody will get them, nobody will see them, and we won't be able to reach out and wake folks up. I've never seen such an awakening take place. Ron Paul said it this weekend when I gave a speech with him here in Austin, Texas, right outside Austin. But at the same time, things are desperate. Yes, folks are waking up, but not quick enough. It's like the dam broke, the flood's coming, and you know, we're jumping in the truck and starting the engine. We better floor it, folks. So everybody's sitting in their trucks, but they're not starting the engines and getting out of the valley. Please help us. We need your support. We're trying to expand, trying to reach more people, trying to do a newsletter, which we've now sent out our first one, a second one about to go out. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Look at the great books, the videos, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers we offer, the deception notes that expose 911, deception dollars that expose that deception. Help us in the InfoWar. Knowledge and information is what we traffic in. That's our goal here, is taking the blinders off you and getting you to take the blinders off others. My videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece. Order three or more of any of the nine titles. They drop down to $20. You got to take action. The new book, Order Out of Chaos, $19.95. Get a second book for only $12 to give as a gift for birthday or this Christmas. Don't wait. Get three or more of the videos. They drop down to $20. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. It covers government-sponsored terrorism. It details the gun control, the forced vaccinations, all of it. My newest film, you got to have it. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order my videos. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, joining us is Larry Pratt with the No Compromise, real conservative, real patriotic, constitutional organization, Gun Owners of America, and I appreciate him holding while I went through my diatribe here. Larry, in a nutshell, what are the alerts right now on the Second Amendment, and what's this new piece of legislation standardizing federal control over curriculum?
The curriculum has been pretty much set by a series of federal laws, so that we're not talking about when they have federal standards. They call them guidelines, but that's simply Washington-ese for standards, requirements. And they're requirements because if you end up not teaching what the folks here in Washington want, the Department of Education has said that if your students don't do well enough on the standard tests that reflect these standards, then you won't get your federal subsidy from Washington. Actually, that would probably save states money because it costs them money to comply with the money they're getting and the mandates that they have to put into place.
And this is all Goals 2000 because now they'll have a standardized test and, right, and making sure they're properly dumbed down.
Goals 2000, School to Work, a lot of different names for the same program. It's as if there were a garbage pan that we decided, nah, we're not going to eat from that. That's a garbage can, and it gets repainted another color, say from yellow to blue, and we say, oh, okay, let's eat.
Well, it's a Soviet model And, of course, we have a Republican introducing this bill. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I'm frankly not sure that he has any idea what lies ahead if his bill were to pass. But Robin Wicker has introduced 1078. It's a companion bill for a measure that passed almost unanimously in the United States Senate. And it would set up national presidential academies that would train teachers to teach teachers. In other words, a certain number would come from each state to the academy, and they would find out how to teach the new curriculum with the guidelines. And by the way, let's just take a pause for just a second. The curriculum would include the teaching of the Second Amendment in such a way that that was then and this is now. And in the subsidized textbook, We the People, they actually quote from Patrick Henry, my favorite American, and James Madison about the benefit that the people of America have over other countries of the world is that their government trusts them with firearms, that quote from the Federalist Papers. But then immediately in that historical section, it talks about, well, if you were to defend the Second Amendment today, how would you defend it? In other words, the stuff you just read isn't good anymore because that's over 200 years old. Now we have to think of new explanations. And when they get to the section on the amendments that are protecting us now and that are important to us now, there's no more discussion of the Second Amendment.
Well, the McGraw-Hill history book here in Texas, I showed this on my TV show about 4 years ago, says, it quotes the Second Amendment and says, contrary to popular belief, this is not an individual right, but a right of the organized militia or the National Guard. Well, we didn't have a National Guard until 1906. It's totally made up.
Made up, and of course, in some ways, this We the People subsidized textbook is more insidious because it looks a little closer to the real thing. It's a better counterfeit. I'd rather have the McGraw-Hill textbook that just has a flat-out, bald-faced lie rather than these little fuzzy questions that kind of make it so that you can answer how you feel. And the teacher's guide, by the way, makes sure that the teachers ask the kind of questions that definitely get us over being wedded to the notion of what was then. Because
if it'll save children's lives, should we reduce it and restrict this right?
There we go.
Yes, we should. It's the neocon version.
Now, Robin Wicker, the representative from Mississippi that's sponsored this legislation, says, well, there's nothing in the bill that would say what kind of instruction there would be. That's probably why he's introduced the bill, but what he doesn't understand is that unless you nail these folks down with nails to the floor, they're going to do a tap dance around the Constitution, and by the time they get finished, they're going to do exactly what they want. Furthermore, what in the world are we doing with a conservative Republican sponsoring legislation that furthers the idea that the federal government has any legitimate role in education?
Well, Bush has taken control. The Department of Education is being expanded. He signed on to UNESCO.
Exactly.
Which calls for national, international standardized testing. Now they're announcing that. So there's Bush signing on to UNESCO. And Larry, I know you know as well as I do what's in UNESCO. I mean, they, quote, say the family is the enemy, the family's a disease. I mean, these are quotes.
Well, UNESCO is a very blatant organ of the UN representing a bunch of Marxist thugs. And so it's not surprising that what UNESCO is calling for is precisely what the Communist Manifesto has called for, the Socialist International has called for, the Democratic Socialists of America have called for, or the Progressive Caucus of the United States House of Representatives, all of which are aligned with the Socialist International. So the fact that we've got Republicans pushing this gives cover for the socialists to move their agenda, and in large measure, I'd be willing to say I don't think the Republicans have a clue. But then we've always thought that there were two parties here in Washington, the evil party and the clueless party, and this is probably just more evidence of that fact. But it comes out the same in the wash, because if this thing were to go through, we would have teachers mentoring teachers at the state and local level, having been trained by the presidential academies, teaching them to teach this new curriculum standard.
Yeah, presidential academies for our local schools. I mean, it's like the commissariat. Oh, I've been to Lenin's new school.
Correct.
I'm certified. Larry Pratt, stay right there, my friend. I want to talk about Gunners of America. I want to talk about some of the other legislative updates and alerts, where that reauthorization of assault weapons ban is right now. With Larry Pratt on the other side, then we'll get to some news and take some calls. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populist assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
You are what you eat, and that's why people are turning to nutritional supplements. The question is, what is the quality of those supplements? One company, Verified Quality, has actually set the standards in the industry. In fact, most other supplement companies couldn't even come close to the quality controls that are required by the folks at Verified Quality. All raw materials that are used to create the Verified Quality products are quarantined, analyzed, tested, and screened for purity, potency, and freshness before they can even be accepted. That's why the Power Hour chooses Verified Quality. They're the best in the nutrition business. When it comes to nutrition, Verified Quality is Verified Quality. Visit verifiedquality.com or call 1-800-797-3697 for more information. Take another look at that pill you're about to swallow. Do you really know how it was made or what's really in it? Visit verifiedquality.com or call 1-800-797-3697. That's 1-800-797-3697. Verified Quality is Verified Quality.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're honored to have Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, one of the only no-compromise Second Amendment groups out there. Ben in Rhode Island, you're on the air with Larry Pratt. You have a question for him. Go ahead.
Mr. Pratt, how you doing?
Well, sir. Thank you.
No problem. I heard that there's a Feinstein-Brady bill is up for renewal, and that the president has already said that he's going to go ahead and resign that. I also heard that there's an amendment on that bill to ban the semi-automatic shotgun. Is that true?
Okay. The actual bill is the semi-automatic ban. The Brady Law, of course, deals with the instant background check, which registers us with the FBI computers when the when we buy a gun at a store. But the semi-automatic ban has different versions. The one that Senator Feinstein has introduced is probably the more politically realistic because it would rope in a senator like Republican George Allen of Virginia, who said that he would vote to renew the exact same law that's on the books at the moment. Forget that the law has a sunset, and he should have been content with that. But anyway...
Well, according to the NRA's alert, it does list that almost all guns will be banned according to the new version that's out there, and that all semi-automatic shotguns will be banned. Now
that's well, the Senator Feinstein's bill doesn't do that, but Carolyn McCarthy's bill in the House does do that. So there definitely are the anti-gunners in the Congress who are trying to push the envelope.
But Bush has said he will sign this, and people go, oh, well, that's just politics. Politics? The majority of pro-gun people got elected. Bush claims he's a Republican. How do we force him to say he'll veto that? Of course, he's going to sign it.
Well, I think he needs to continue to hear from the grassroots. I believe they were surprised when they saw the extent and the intensity of the response that they got. Because, see, I don't think George Bush ever was made accountable when he was governor of Texas for any of his indiscretions on the gun issue in Texas.
Yeah, for those that don't know about that, we'll talk about it in a second, but the problem here is that Bush said we're not going to arm any of the pilots. Barbara Boxer came out, more right-wing than him, and said, let's arm all of them. So he said, okay, now the head of the pilots union said Bush is intentionally killing it,
yes,
even after you take the classes. So, I mean, do we elect Barbara Boxer? Is she more conservative than George Bush?
Well, certainly, because she doesn't ride Air Force One and enjoy the armed protection on board that plane. She has to ride, even if it's up front, she's on the same plane that you and I are, and I think this has clarified her thinking. And
so she's a right-wing extremist now on this issue compared to Bush.
I'm afraid that's so, and it's so incredible. There's something wrong with this picture, but you've correctly described the situation. Now, there's a letter being circulated by Congressman Micah, Representative Micah from the state of Florida in the House, who's the chairman of the Transportation Committee, and he's trying to get this thing just taken and put into the private sector so that people that know what they're doing and want to do the job will be free to do the job. Clearly, the bureaucrats have shown that they have no good faith whatsoever. They've been told to do a job, and Admiral Loy, the head of the Transportation Safety Administration, has been at least rather candid and said, well, I don't think we should be doing this. And by golly, he's not. You've got the picture of the United States, the richest nation in the world, having managed to arm about 150 pilots since the law went into effect. During the same length of time, Colombia elected a president, Alvaro Uribe, who has made a pledge that he would put some more men under arms to protect until then unprotected villages that had no police, no army. And he has put 16,000 men through basic training and sent them back to their home villages.
Well, look, it's obvious.
If
they wanted to protect the planes, you can arm the pilots. It makes perfect sense. But here's Bush, after he was forced to say, okay, we'll arm some, then he blocks it, and none of them are getting, you know, on board the planes with the guns.
He's got to slow down.
And so what I'm saying is, where the assault weapons ban is, he's going to sign it, and he's going to ban all the shotguns, and he'll call it conservative, and Rush Limbaugh will say that's conservative.
Well, even if Rush Limbaugh objects, I'm not sure he would call for any effective counter-response to the president. And what we need now is an effective counter-response. People have to be doing, and I think I mentioned the last show that you had me on, that we had a member up in New Hampshire that confronted Karl Rove, the president's chief advisor, and told him in no uncertain terms that if the president signed that bill, that was it. He had crossed the line. And I don't really think, since they hadn't been trained about what gun owners can do in Texas, I don't think they expected this here in Washington. But we're here, and we're giving it to them.
All right. Well, Larry Pratt, plug the websites for folks.
We're at gunowners.org, and we hope you'll go there and get on our email bulletins, or just call us at 888-886-GUNS.
That number again, Larry.
888-886-GUNS.
All right, God bless you. We'll be back with more news and your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm taking collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor. I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagen.
888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear.
All right, folks.
He turned dark night.
We're back live. We're going to go to like 4 or 5 phone calls real quick, and I'm going back into news as I promised to do. Let's go ahead, and I guess up next is... I guess the next caller is the Keith in Kentucky, and he's got this clip he wanted to play earlier. He's got it queued up of John Kerry on Meet the Press talking about the order of death, the order of skull and bones. You got that ready, Keith?
Yeah, it's ready now.
Okay, go ahead and play it.
Skull and bones, a secret society of death. Not much, it's a secret.
Yeah, that audio's way too low, sir. I'm sorry, you can't play it. Used to, it was high on the show. It's low now.
Secret, I said, manifest. 322, secret number. There are all kinds of secrets, Tim, but one thing is not a secret. I disagree with this president's direction. He's taking the country. We can do a better job.
Okay, thanks for the call, sir. Again. Callers like to call in with clips and stuff, and sometimes you can hear it, sometimes you can't. I think the key is having your phone up close to the television set. I didn't see John Kerry say that or do that. But I did see a news article about it, so they're both members of the same secret club. Thanks for the call, though. Really appreciate that. Now let's go ahead and go to Kevin in Mass. Go ahead, Kevin. Okay, he's not there. Let's go ahead and talk to Roy in Michigan. Roy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
There was a significant thing that happened here a week or so ago, the fact that they disarmed the sheriff at Klamath Falls. And I've been trying to find those news items, and I haven't been able to find them. And
I've had them in my hot little hands. Jerry Brownfield's reported on them. When the president was out in Oregon, they made the sheriff and his deputies turn their guns in to the Secret Service.
It's very threatening to the law enforcement people. If I could get a copy of it, I talked to a lot of law enforcement people. Is it possible to post it?
Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do. Can you post it on your site?
Yep, we post stuff every day. We'll try to post that for you.
Okay, and then another significant thing was which I looked at your site, I didn't find it, and I got busy, and I missed it, was John Ashcroft in Detroit.
That was posted. That was,
was posted.
Reuters.
It was posted, okay.
Uh-huh, that's right.
So I got to go back to your site and try to
find
it.
Well, you need to go to prisonplanet.com.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's where I made my mistake.
And, well, it was on both sites, but you need to go to prisonplanet.com and just down at the bottom there's a calendar, and you just go back and click on each day until you find it. It was early last week that we posted that.
Okay, well, I really...
We're in Detroit. He was confronted, the person said, when are you going to carry out more September 11th-style attacks?
Any other one, you will post the one of the sheriff being disarmed.
Yep. We've posted it already. We'll keep
working
18 hours a day here.
Oh, okay.
All posted every day there for everybody.
Thank you an awful lot, Ellie.
All right. Thank you, Roy. Let's talk to... Oh, I don't know who's next out of all these callers. Who knows? Mike in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yeah?
How you doing?
Doing all right, I guess.
All right. I got a question for you. All this stuff's coming out now with the FBI having the prior knowledge with 9/11 and bringing everything forward. It's being publicized, but they don't say anything about Bush. It's always the FBI, but they don't blame anything on Bush.
Well, they didn't mean it. They just need more funding now.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe. I mean, even the public, they're trying to. You know, obviously they're brainwashing us, but there's so much knowledge coming out in the open that they still can't even just say, okay, well, Bush had prior knowledge, but. They say the
Exactly. They report massive news stories like, hey, the military and the CIA are taking over the voting machine secretly, but it's no big deal. That's what freedom's all about.
It's unbelievable. Now I want to ask you something, Alex. What were you talking about with this Detroit? I just heard the other caller say it. I didn't hear anything about this.
Yeah, here's the problem. We cover news items. We cover them three or four times, and then everybody later wants to hear about them again, which is fine. But the Reuters reported that Ashcroft came to Detroit, and it was a closed meeting, but somebody snuck in and jumped up and said, when are you going to carry out another 911? When are your terrorists going to attack us? And Ashcroft turned red and was visibly shaken, according to the report.
Unbelievable.
And that's on prisonplanet.com.
And I can access that on a computer right now, then.
Yeah, it's a website. That means it's on a server, and you dial up either by phone line or cable modem, and then you link over to prisonplanet.com, and it won't be on the main page because they're daily websites. They're like newspapers. I think it was like Monday or Tuesday of last week that he was in Detroit, and it's on both the websites.
Okay. Alex, I just want to say for advertisement purposes, we're getting the word across. Did you guys ever think about bumper stickers, or do you already have something like that?
Yes, we've been offering bumper stickers for about a year.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing because that's a good way to get people. I go to a car show. I have an old car, and I bring it up there every Saturday night, and I just telling people to go to websites left and right. And I talked to one gentleman a week later, and he says, that's unbelievable what's on that website. I said, that's nothing. You haven't seen anything yet.
Keep it up. I want to thank you for doing that. Thanks, Mike. Last call, and then I'm going to news. Last call. Roy in Florida. Go ahead, Roy.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I'm calling about the question you asked the good doctor on fluoride. But before I get to that, real quick, there was an interview by Charlie Rose. He was interviewing Calvin Trillin, and they were joking like mad about skull and crossbones and Bush being in skull and crossbones. And you ought to catch that. But
I can't catch it all. I'm overwhelmed. Who was he? Who was Charlie Rose on PBS talking to?
Calvin Trillin, who went to Yale and claims he was tapped for skull and crossbones. The humorist? Calvin Trillin?
Yes.
In answer to the question you put to the doctor, it's the pharmacy companies. So they can sell more Prozac.
Well, that's it. It goes in, takes over the gland, suppresses brain development. I mean, we have hundreds of major studies about fluoride, and we had one of the leading scientists on about it. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Okay.
Appreciate it. And look, I'm not irritated with callers calling up saying, where's this article, where's that article? I can't even physically, though, I'm just irritated with the constraints of time, cover all the news I've got here in front of me. I mean, today I've got like five major university reports about how deadly fluoride is, and we have the top scientist on, and we have Larry Proud on to tell you about all the gun control, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. And we've got O'Reilly telling us how good cameras are in the schools, and I can counter how they'll be used to get kids into the system. Why do we need them in the past? This is Big Brother training kids for a surveillance society, on and on. But see, I don't have time to cover that. I've written a five-page article about Arnold Schwarzenegger and why this story is important. I want to get to that. They're moving to ban basically all vitamins over the counter. There was an amazing article written by the Mercury News. U.S. knew about nuclear link between North Korea and Pakistan and did nothing to stop the transfers. There was another article written in Wyoming that breaks down what the Patriot Act really does, the best article I have seen so far on that issue. Cities and states and counties are legalizing illegals carte blanche. I mean, it's overflow. There's no way to physically cover in the constraints of time all the things that are happening. But I said I was going to do this, so I'm going to do this now. Then I'll have time to blitz through maybe 10, 15 other articles real quick. Now, this is an article I've written. It'll be posted later today if it hasn't already been posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Extremely high level of Illuminati activity in California recall, Schwarzenegger's Nazi and New World Order links revealed. Most Americans think of Arnold Schwarzenegger as a charismatic bodybuilder who became a famous Hollywood actor and then married into the Kennedy clan. Just beneath the surface, you find a globalist nest of corporate scammers, Nazi war criminals, occult rituals, Rothschild rendezvous, the head of the UN, Kirk Waldheim, Warren Buffett, and many others working together to form an intricate web of evil, like former Secretary of State George Shultz. Before we cover the details of Arnold and his sordid backers, it is important to understand that on one level, the California recall election is a giant distraction, providing a smokescreen that obscures hundreds of pertinent developments in our world every day. The media circus feeding frenzy that has ensued, similar in scope to the O.J. Simpson and Monica Lewinsky red herrings of the past. At the same time, the California recall 2003, when examined from a larger perspective, reveals many of the dark workings inside the New World Order. It is important to note that even if Gray Davis stays in office, or if Cruz Bustamante is elected, the end result will remain the same. Whether they are Republican or Democrat, all of the candidates being given serious media attention are anti-gun, pro-abortion promoters of big centralized government. And Schwarzenegger's now for totally open borders and total legalization. Forgot to add that. The giant recall sideshow serves the elite by creating the illusion that California's problems have been caused by bad fiscal policy alone. In reality, California is an admitted beta testing model for the elite social engineers. California's border with Mexico is being dissolved. The Ford Foundation and federal agencies have been pumping billions of dollars into California and Mexico for decades, promoting racist liberation theology for groups like Mecha and La Raza. These groups claim that the entire Southwest belongs to Mexico and that the third world populations are simply retaking what was usurped from their ancestors. Groups like Mecha are designed to balkanize the population using the tried and trusted system of divide and conquer. The official plan of UNESCO, a colossal UN agency, is to destroy all Western nation states and the tiny independent middle class that is protected by them. The people of California are panicking as they watch factories shut down and illegals given, millions of illegal aliens are given amnesty. It is important for the puppet masters to create the illusion that they still have a choice. That the people still have a choice by blaming a scapegoat like Governor Gray Davis, the people will never actually force the system to enact real reforms. The head of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, and this is the total hypocrisy, the head of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, Rabbi Marvin Hare, has defended Schwarzenegger, saying that Arnold had no connection to Nazis. Of course, the fact that Arnold has tied the percentage of every film he has starred in, reportedly over $5 million in the last 18 years, for the Simon Wiesenthal Center, does a lot to explain why the Simon Wiesenthal Center gave him their highest award, the National Leadership Award, in 97. The facts speak for themselves. Arnold's father, Gustav Schwarzenegger, volunteered to join the Austrian Nazi Party when it was still illegal to do so in 1938. His father went on to be the police chief in the town of Graz, where Arnold grew up. The media has skillfully focused on his father and away from all the real Nazi connections and said Arnold can't help what his daddy did. But what they don't tell you about is that Arnold is a self-proclaimed follower of Kirk Waldheim. Kirk Waldheim was a favorite of the United Nations and served as Secretary General from 70 to 82 when Waldheim ran for the presidency of Austria in 1986. Arnold was Waldheim's biggest supporter and campaigned across Austria and was even featured on campaign posters. During the campaign, it emerged that he had been a wanted war criminal for atrocities he had committed as an officer in the dreaded Nazi SS. Waldheim had written and approved posters and leaflets that read, among many things, "The Jews are your enemy, kill them all." Later, the whole world learned that the United Nations had known all along that Kurt Waldheim was a Nazi and a wanted war criminal and helped cover it up. It makes sense. Anyone with a command and control background fits in well with the UN. Waldheim's story that broke in 86 was a sensation and dominated news cycles for months. In the midst of the firestorm, Arnold Schwarzenegger stood up at his wedding, Maria Shriver, in front of a crowd of East Coast blue bloods and said, "My friends don't want me to mention Kirk's name because of all the recent Nazi stuff and the UN controversy, but I love him and Maria does too, so thank you, Kirk." Arnold continues to be friends with Waldheim and in 98 was photographed with him at the Austrian Parliament. After Arnold's father died, his mother married the head of the Austrian Parliament, who himself was a colonel in the SS. Arnold reportedly calls him uncle. While filming the documentary Pumping Iron, Arnold told reporters he admired Adolf Hitler and other dictators. While the Simon Wiesenthal Center is defending Arnold, they are busy waging a smear campaign against Mel Gibson for producing his biblically accurate reenactment of the last days of Christ's life. In his movie, The Passion, the ADL, and the Simon Wiesenthal Center have demanded that Gibson re-edit the film, or they will boycott its release, claiming the film is already generating hate, despite the fact that only a few thousand people have seen it in private screenings. What's generating hate is the attempted censorship, folks. I hate anybody that tries to censor the First Amendment, whether they're Nazis or the ADL. Continues, I personally talked to Mel Gibson's father, Hutton, on this show, and he told me that it is the best film he has ever seen and that it is word for word from the Bible. It is interesting to note that the ADL was also instrumental in forcing the removal of the Ten Commandments from the Alabama Supreme Court building. Over and over, we see real Nazis, communists, totalitarian thugs of every type being promoted and defended by the establishment, while wholesome organizations and individuals are being demonized. This is one of the New World Order's favorite tactics, so next time you hear someone being labeled a promoter of hate, realize that the majority of the time it is nothing more than the establishment attempting to suppress any movement seeking freedom. A month before, now here it is, Satanic Rituals elite backers. A month before Schwarzenegger announced that he was throwing his hat into the ring, it was being reported by most of the national media that Arnold was not going to run. Infowars.com came across an article in the July 23, 2003 San Francisco Chronicle that contradicted the prevailing view of the political gurus. The article reported, from what we hear, the Republican hierarchy would favor Schwarzenegger. At least that's the word that came out of the Bohemian Grove this past weekend, where a number of state and national GOPers, including presidential advisor Karl Rove, happened to be gathered at the club getaway. So again, that's out of the San Francisco Chronicle. Of course they favor him. He married into an Illuminati bloodline in 86 and soon after became a member of the Grove. After reading the story, I predicted on my radio show that Arnold would run because of my knowledge of the elite Bohemian Grove in Sonoma County in Northern California. I knew that what these kingmakers want, they get. The Bohemian Grove is an elite encampment founded in 1872. Presidents have attended the yearly 15-day meeting since 1901. In 2000, CNN reported that Dick Cheney was to be George W. Bush's running mate 2 weeks before the official announcement. CNN said that they had gathered the information from the network executives who had attended the Grove's encampment and learned of the choice of Cheney from George Herbert Walker Bush and Colin Powell. According to the annals published by the Grove, the Star Wars program was hatched there in 78. Even the Manhattan Project was conceived at the Grove. Economist Alan Greenspan made his first visit to the Grove in 84 before it was announced that he was being appointed chairman of the Federal Reserve. On July 15, 2000, I infiltrated the Bohemian Grove with a hidden video camera and filmed grisly 3,000-year-old satanic ritual being performed by leaders of the Western world. Footage I shot aired globally on channels like Channel 4 in England and the Trio Network in the United States. Of course, none of the big networks would skip sentences here, whose corporate officers attend the Grove would touch it. We'll be back. I'll finish this article and we're trying to get some other news items. I haven't covered half of it. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodine form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In surviving a bioterrorist attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm sorry to all the callers that are patiently holding. I can't take any more calls. I might take some. I might just cancel guests for the rest of the week so we can have a few days where I can cover news and take calls. There's just no way to cover it all and then recover different news items, caller after caller, recovering the same item. Continuing with this article I wrote about Schwarzenegger, the footage I shot aired globally on stations like Channel 4 in England and the Trio Network in the United States. Of course, none of the big networks whose corporate officers attend the Grove would touch it. Dark secrets inside Bohemian Grove, an end of the expose of the desperately degenerate men, covers the truth. The Washington Times, Spy Magazine, and many other prestigious publications have reported on the homosexual orgies and bizarre rituals that take place in the Grove. Respected papers have documented the migration of high-dollar male and female prostitutes from Europe and America yearly to the nearby town of Monterio that serves as a watering hole for the members of the all-male club, a club made up of so-called Christian conservative leaders. Yeah, it's not just gambling and horse racing and prostitutes, folks, it's a lot worse. Conveniently, none of the sordid details of the Grove have been discussed in the controlled media or on your phony Christian radio stations, I would add. Schwarzenegger's connections do not stop at the Grove. An article published by Reuters titled Buffett's Back with the Terminator described Arnold and Warren Buffett descending by helicopter to a meeting at an ancestral home of Rothschild dynasty at the Waddleston Manor in the undulating hills of Buckinghamshire. The article stated that Waddleston Manor, among those invited to Waddleston Manor were the likes of James Wolfensohn, president of the World Bank, Jorma Olea, chief executive of Nokia, and De Beers chairman Nicky Oppenheimer, head of the World Diamond Monopoly. The story continued to describe how the Illuminati chieftain greeted Arnold. A group of photographers captured the moment when Buffett and Schwarzenegger, resplendent in steel-toed cowboy boots, stepped onto Waddleston's freshly cut lawn to be greeted by Lord Jacob Rothschild. "It's very nice of you, the hostess," Schwarzenegger said. Wow, it really makes your head spin. This guy hangs out with former UN chiefs, the Rothschilds. His mother is married to the head of the Austrian parliament. He is married to JFK's niece. All his Nazi connections are swept under the rug, and the Republican Party could care less about Arnold's own published admissions of orgies, drug use, and posing naked for homosexual porno magazines. Well, after all, he is a member of the Bohemian Grove, where group sex is par for the course. In a 97 interview for We Magazine, published by Playboy, Arnold described to a national magazine how he and many other men all piled on one woman at Gold's Gym in Venice. When asked about whether he used drugs, Schwarzenegger replied, "Yes, grass and hash." Schwarzenegger then went on to describe how posing for gay magazines was a great thing. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it is not just that he did all this stuff when he was 29, but that he would sit there and brag about it today. Can you imagine what would happen to an anti-establishment candidate if they had 10% of the baggage that Arnie does? They would be drugged through the mud and their political career would disintegrate. But if you are the water bearer for the globalist fat cats, you can do no wrong. Kirk Waldheim was a Nazi, soaked in blood, and the UN loved and defended him. Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, received and gave awards to Hitler and was responsible for barbaric eugenic programs nationwide. But it's okay because they work for the New World Order. You won't see any liberals complaining about these people, but if you say America should have borders, that citizens should retain the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, or criticize the murdering UN, they will howl that you are a secret Nazi. No, my friends, they are the control freak Nazis, neocons, bleeding heart liberals. They are all either part of the criminal structure or useful idiots, too narrow-minded to break out of the controlled paradigm and face the true horror of the global plantation. The article goes on for two more pages, getting into Arnold and his run for the presidency, and Orrin Hatch and all the rest of it. Again, I have more election fraud documents, the Bin Laden family flying out of the U.S. under Bush's orders with a bunch of other terrorists, a bunch of mainstream news articles on that. Just absolute insanity, and I'm out of time. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. Tell your friends and family about the show. Get my videos and books. Make copies of them. And tell people how you listen to the show, whether it's AM, FM, shortwave, internet. And tell the stations, thanks for picking up the show. Support the sponsors. Tell them thanks. And I want to say thanks to the listeners. We're fighting pure evil. We're part of history. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm honored to be here with you.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened.
Take care.
You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water.